My tea break guest this afternoon is none other than Miss Surrey, Sophie King. Sophie's been chatting with us for the last 45 minutes or so, but now we're going to cut to the serious chase and one or two serious topics. Sophie, welcome again to Susie 103.4.
Thank you.
And I suppose the obvious question, particularly given the age group that's now involved in pageants, which is the accepted phrase, if I'm right, rather than beauty contests, I suppose the real nitty-gritty is that pageants very often get negative publicity for lots and lots of reasons. Why do you think beauty pageants are still relevant?
I think that the people that participate in them get a lot out of it, and if you get a lot out of something and it has a positive impact on your life, then it's relevant. There are always going to be people that have associated with that negative stereotype, and last year at Miss Great Britain there were so-called feminist protesters outside throwing eggs and chanting and things, and I just think it's really sad because women have given so much and fought so hard for equality, and now that we've got it in law, we're fighting against each other and not supporting each other. And I think if those feminists were to put that effort into actually doing something positive and supporting other women and doing what they want to do rather than fighting them, I think we'd be a lot closer to achieving real equality.
So would you class yourself then as a feminist or a woman who stands up for women? What do you think?
So I'm not sure we really know what the term feminist means anymore. Do I think that women are superior to men? No. Do I think that they should have equal rights legally and in civil society? Yes. Do I think that they're the same? No. We're all inherently different, and not all men are the same, and not all women are the same. We're all individuals, and we should be treated as individuals and not defined by our gender.
A very wise man who I worked with years ago said to me once, David, I don't teach chemistry, I don't teach physics, I don't teach boys, I don't teach girls, I teach people.
Absolutely. You know, who cares what gender you're born? What matters is the choices that you make in life, how you choose to present yourself, how you choose to behave towards other people. And I think, you know, I just kind of feel sorry for people who feel so angry and that let it affect them so negatively when they don't know anyone who participates in them. They haven't really bothered to find out what it entails and what the people are like. And, you know, if we just put all that negative energy into supporting each other, I think we could achieve a lot more.
So would you go along with Mylene Klass, who I saw quoted the other day as saying, I'm a feminist who wears bikinis. I don't care if that's not what a feminist is supposed to look like.
Well, I have no idea what a feminist is supposed to look like. I'll wear a bikini, I'll wear a tracksuit, I'll wear a dress, I'll wear, you know, jeans, I'll wear whatever I want to wear, and I'll have the opinions that I want to have. And if that means that I'm given a label feminist, then that's fine. If I don't get that label, then I really don't care.
We've talked about your considerable education and your current job of work. What do you feel overall about the state of women in the workplace at the moment?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. So I think what we're seeing is an equality in terms of men and women going to university and the results that they get at school and university. And in this sort of early 20s, we're seeing gender parity broadly. Yeah, what tends to happen is once women go into their 30s, they start taking maternity leave. That's when the statistics start to change. So we see women not returning after maternity leave. And so that tends to skew the statistics towards the male side. Now, you know, does equality mean that women who want to stay at home and look after the children after they've had them shouldn't, and they should go back to work? No. You know, feminism is about letting women have the choice to do whatever they want. And if they choose to stay at home and not go back to work, then that's their choice. And I don't think they should feel pressured to go back to work if they don't want to. Now, having said that, there's a considerable amount of research that shows that FTSE 250, that blue chip companies with boards with diverse teams that look after them perform much better than firms with boards that have got all male or majority male sitting on them. So the statistics absolutely back up the fact that you will perform better as a business if you have a diverse group of people making decisions and working for you. But at the end of the day, diversity is around a lot more than just male or female. It's about ethnicity, and it's about sexual orientation, it's about background, education. And I'm quite proud my firm's actually just started to not ask for degrees when they have people apply, you know, because just because someone didn't have the opportunity to go to university doesn't mean they're not capable. So I think there's a million different ways we can discriminate against each other, and we just need to look at people as who they are, not the different badges that they could be wearing.
And you're keen to have a leadership role yourself one day in the world of work. How would you see that developing, Sophie?
I just come to work every day and I try my best. I don't believe in working all hours, and I don't believe in making myself stressed and ill as a result of work. And in pursuit, as I think, as Shakespeare put it, vaulting ambition. I think I'm going to try my best, and we're going to see where it leads. But it's quite interesting. I think if someone said to you, you can be the leader of a company in the UK, but in return, you've got to be morbidly obese, would you do it? Most people would say no. But if you say, okay, you can be the leader of a CEO of a company, but you're going to be really, really stressed doing it, people say, yeah, sure, that comes with a job. But at the end of the day, stress is just as dangerous for your health as something like obesity or smoking. And I think that's something that we need to really look at. So I'm very much a believer in, you know, a balanced life and not just sort of giving up life in return for work, because, you know, it's not a rehearsal and you're never going to have this minute back again.
So you'll really be aiming for that word balance. It's such an important word, I think, in the kind of lives that we all lead nowadays, even as a part-time volunteer like me. In terms of balance, are you, when you've got the pageant thing out of your system and you've finally settled down, do you fancy a family?
Absolutely. I mean, I'd love to carry on the gene pool and get married and have some lovely children, and who knows when that will happen, but, you know, it's not a race, and it'll happen when it'll happen.
Now, Sophie, as this tea break sector is the bit that will go sooner rather than later on the website here at susieradio.com, let me ask you, I want to come back to how you've come round to a charitable role and the steps, unfortunate in one particular instance, that you've faced, maybe the hurdles that you've faced as you've gone along. But just for now, and to complete this section over that mug of Susie Builders you were so kind as to make me just now, tell us about how people can support your chosen charity and what the charity is.
So I'm raising money for Make Some Noise, which is a charity which supports small local initiatives across Great Britain, initiatives and charities that are perhaps too small to really get their voice heard. So it sort of brings it all together and it supports them all. So they help charities across the board, but mainly focusing on children and young people, whether it be with disabilities or people that need an extra step up in life. And I'd really love it as Miss Sorry, I could go to Miss Great Britain and say, we've raised the most, more than any other county, for charity. So I'm just asking everyone if they could just get their phones out and text SURY71 space £1 to 770. And you can find all that information on my Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, Vine, Tumblr. It's all on there. And I'm sure I'll get Susie Radio to retweet it, but it's just SURY71 space £1 to 770 just to donate a pound to the charity.
Never mind social media. We'll put it out over the jolly old airwaves in the old-fashioned way, Sophie. So, yes, absolutely, we will do all of that for you. Now, a bit more Fleetwood Mac as our tea break diamond. Rather different from what we've had so far. Tell us why you love Tusk so much.
Yeah, this is my favourite album, the Tusk album. I think it was written during Fleetwood Mac's darkest time, and it really reflects that. And I think it really shows that sort of mental struggle they were having at the time. And this is a bit of an unusual song, but give it a chance, it's really good.